From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kiana Fernandez. A Missouri House committee has approved a bill which clarifies a law allowing counties to freeze property taxes for seniors. The clarification comes after the law caused confusion about who exactly is covered by the tax freeze. Since taking effect, counties have implemented variations of the law that differ from the original intent. The new bill specifies that anyone 62 years old or older is eligible for the tax freeze. Republican Representative Ben Keithley says the bill includes mostly technical changes to bring the law closer to what was intended.
Making sure that it has the broad intent for Missouri seniors that we thought we were voting for last year.
Monday's meeting follows a lawsuit filed by a former state representative against St. Louis County for how it implemented the original law. St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog has died, the team confirmed this morning. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline has more on one of baseball's great characters and tacticians.
When Whitey Herzog joined the Cardinals in 1980, he promised owner Gussie Bush he'd bring him a World Series title. And just 2 years later, he delivered the Redbirds' first championship since 1967.
Sooner from the belt to the plate, a swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Herzog completely rebuilt the Cardinals around his style known as Whitey Ball that emphasized speed and defense. The new Athens, Illinois native won two more National League pennants with the Cardinals and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2010. Whitey Herzog was 92 years old. I'm Brian Moline, St. Louis Public Radio.
Several Illinois and Missouri lawmakers are part of a congressional caucus backing the so-called Momnibus Act. It's a package of 13 measures that would improve black maternal health. Death from pregnancy or pregnancy-related conditions is on the rise in Missouri and neighboring states, reflecting a national trend. Maternal mortality rates for black women are about three times higher than rates for white women. Representative Sharice Davids of Kansas calls the mortality rate a crisis.
You know, the United States is the only industrialized country where we have a maternal mortality rate that's increasing. And I mean, it's one of those areas where we just have to do better.
The Momnibus Act would fund programs to address social problems affecting black mothers and incentivize equitable health care funding. A landfill proposed for South Kansas City is likely dead after the approval of a deal struck between developers and a suburban municipality. The Missouri Independent reports Raymore City Council voted unanimously yesterday in favor of an ordinance describing the terms for a settlement. Developers of the landfill would be paid nearly $4 million to scrap the project. Currently, landfills built in Kansas City that are within half a mile of a boundary with another municipality can be approved or denied by that adjacent city. Raymore and other Kansas City suburbs are attempting to extend that buffer zone to 1 mile. A bill that would increase the buffer zone cleared the Missouri House in March, but has not yet been heard on the Senate floor. I'm Kiana Fernandez, KBIA News, Columbia.